be given by Her Grace Savitri Mataji. Mataji, we are very fortunate to have you on the call. I hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Okay, thank you. I'm also very fortunate to have all of your association. And thank you for giving me the chance to study Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita with all of you. Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. We are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 19. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. Om Ajnanatimirandasa Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deen Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vya Eva Cha Patita Nam Pavani Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 19. We are starting from the text number 175. Bhukti Mukti Adi Bancha Jodi Mone Hayo Sadhana Korile Premo Utpanno Na Hayo. If one is infected with the desire for material enjoyment or material liberation, he cannot rise to the platform of pure loving service unto the Lord, even though he may superficially render devotional service according to the routine regulative principles. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that if one maintains within the heart the desire to enjoy the result of good work, or being embarrassed by the material world, the desire to get out of material entanglement, one will never be able to attain the transcendental mellows of devotional service. In other words, one must not desire material profit when rendering devotional service, even if one follows all the 64 regulative principles. He cannot attain pure devotional service with a contaminated heart. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction to Srila Rupa Goswami. Very important point to understand today. If one is infected with the desire for material enjoyment, what does that mean? If we even desire anything to enjoy for ourselves in exchange of devotional service, then it is contaminated. It is not pure. Slightest desire for anything other than rendering devotional service must be there in our hearts. That is the point we are learning today from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. or material liberation. We may think it is a good idea. He cannot rise to the platform of pure loving service unto the Lord, even though he may superficially render devotional service according to the routine regulative principles. Mukti means to become liberated from the material bondage. Means it is not devotional desire. It is, again, a desire for personal profit. In other words, mind is deviated from rendering devotional service to Lord. Because rendering devotional service is the platform of mukti already. We have to be enlightened about the science of mukti. If we are connected with Krishna, where is the question of not being mukti, means not having mukti? It is already mukti stage. As we know that Prabhupada said, only liberated souls can chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra nicely or render devotional service. Means one who doesn't have any other desire other than activities according to our swarupa, according to our spiritual identity, spiritual position, reality. I am servant of Krishna, so my duty is to serve with love. This servant of Krishna is not material conception. It's spiritual understanding. It's so pleasing. It's so happy understanding. As soon as we realize our true spiritual position, it makes us always happy. We will forget any other kind of side business, side profit. That realization will lead us to the spiritual world. I belong to Krishna, I am meant for Krishna. That's it, simple. I am Atma, I am part and parcel of Krishna, and I am meant for Him. We have continuous pre-existing relationship, eternal, which cannot be broken by anyone, not even by Maya. Maya is not, material energy is not able to cut the relationship between Krishna and us. It's so protective, eternal. So instead of looking for joy or security in this material world or any material situation, we must be situated in our own position, which gives us everything. Bhukti, mukti, everything. We enjoy spiritually, not materially. Bhukti here, material enjoyment. Mukti here, material liberation. So spiritual enjoyment is our birthright. Spiritual everything is our birthright. Because we are spiritual being. So that point Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making, we should not deviate our attention to anything else other than devotional service. Although we may see someone superficially rendering devotional service according to the routine, you know, regulative principles, still his service is contaminated. If he maintains the material attachment, understand this point, we have to realize and we have to give up and be situated in our own eternal spiritual identity. It's so joyful, relieving, you know, we get the freedom from any other entanglement. This is the platform of freedom, liberation. So Srila Prabhupada says, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that if one maintains within his heart the desire to enjoy the result of good work, many times we think that way. Can I keep all the results of a good work and can give up the results of my bad work? No, I cannot separate. Actually, any material good work, any material bad work are all bad because those things entangle us. If we maintain this kind of desire inside, we are entangled. See, this is so dangerous. We should monitor our desires, where it is now, whether the material realm or spiritual realm. Through the spiritual desire, we become purified. that rendering devotional service, am I rendering devotional service? I have to render devotional service to for the pleasure of the Lord. So by desiring that, we become purified. And by desiring material enjoyment, we are contaminated. So desire must be monitored. Desire motive must be purified. Our purpose must be purified. Our motive, that is the point. Being embarrassed by material world, the desire to get out of material entanglement, that is also material desire. Material desires must be abandoned. One will never be able to attain the transcendental mellows, the sweetness, the loveliness, the spiritual bliss out of devotional service. We are not going to get it. Everything is available on the pure platform, in the pure enlightened existence. We must live for Krishna, die for Krishna. Simple method. Nothing else. The purpose is only Krishna, Krishna's pleasure. When I divide the purpose into two, like something is for me, something is for Krishna, then we are contaminated, means our devotional service is mixed, contaminated. In other words, one must not desire material profit when rendering devotional service. If one follows this, follows all the 64 regulative principles, he cannot attain pure devotional service, which is contaminated heart, with a contaminated heart. Means Krishna will not be pleased, because if you are not confident in our spiritual life, if you are not confident that Krishna, by attaining Krishna prema, all my desires will be fulfilled. Means what kind of desire? The hankerings. We are all hankering for Krishna, knowingly or unknowingly. That desire would not be fulfilled. We can be perfectly peaceful, happy in the association of Krishna. How can we associate with Krishna? Through the devotional service. And we must be convinced about that. So then we would not deviate our mind to anything else. So now one wonderful verse has been quoted from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever instructions gave to Rupa Goswami, that took the form of verses in the Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So he constructed, Rupa Goswami has constructed some beautiful, beautiful verses according to the instructions given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one beautiful verse, Bhukti Mukti Spriha Yavat Pishachi Hidi Vartate Tavat Bhakti Sukha Syatra Katham Avyudayo Bhavet. Bhukti, for material enjoyment, mukti, and for liberation from material existence. Spriha, desires, yavat, as long as. Pishachi, the witches. Hridi, within the heart. Vartate, remain, tavat, that long. Bhakti, of devotional service. Sukhasya, of the happiness. Atra, here. Katham, how, abhudayaha, awakening, bhavet, can there be? Translation, the material desire to enjoy the material world and the desire to become liberated from material bondage are considered to be two witches, and they haunt one like ghosts. As long as these witches remain within the heart, how can one feel transcendental bliss? As long as these two witches remain in the heart, there is no possibility of enjoying the transcendental bliss of devotional service. Very clear. Very clear. Purport. This verse is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Very clear. 1.2.22. Means heart must be filled with one kind of desire, spiritual desire, that is to render pure devotional service to Krishna for his pleasure. By doing so, we also derive infinite pleasures. We do not lose anything. And the pleasure is so intense and deep that we forget other types of pleasure that we derive through the body and through the mind. In this world, we derive pleasures through the subtle body and through the gross body. And the pure devotional service is so blissful, sweet, intense. We derive through the Atma. And Atma becomes so satisfied and happy that that happiness spread all over the body. The mind also becomes very satisfied. Intelligence, ego, and the gross body, everything becomes so satisfied and happy by rendering pure devotional service. Savai pumsa paro dharma yato bhakti radhukshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatmasu prasidati. When pure devotional service rendered to Lord, which is uninterrupted and unmotivated, that kind of devotional service pleases the Atma completely. Su prasidati. Atma means body, Atma means mind, also Atma means soul. So everything becomes satisfied and peaceful, happy. So that is the problem. But we should not have any other desire, especially bhukti mukti. They are known as two witches. They haunt. Haunt means give us trouble. The function of witch is to give us trouble. So I'm reading a little bit from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu itself, from the book where the verse spoke, Bhukti Mukti Spriya Javat Yavat Pishachi Hridi Vartate Tavat Bhakti Sukhasyatra Katham Avudaya Bhavet. Translation: how can the happiness of bhakti arise in the heart when the witch of desire for enjoyment and liberation remains there? Jiva Goswami's commentary. We know, return to the main text, the author now states the previously mentioned cause of pure bhakti by describing the opposite condition. Even the desire for liberation is considered to be like a demoness, pishachi. Bhukti, or material enjoyment, is a demoness because it covers the desire for bhakti. Wow. With other desires. Mukti is a demoness because its reference point is oneself. Even though the devotees become liberated from samsara, liberation is not at all their goal. However, by the power of bhakti, they do become liberated. Vyapnati hridayam yavad bhukti mukti spriha graha. As long as the strong desire for enjoyment and the liberation is spread in the heart, is another appropriate version of the first line. The meaning of the verse is that desires for enjoyment and liberation are not proper for the sadhaka and are not at all present in the perfected devotee. This is understood from examples of both given elsewhere. So that is the point. Whenever we detect that there is some desire for liberation or enjoyment, so we understand that my heart has been attacked by the demoness, Pishachi, which we may argue, then shouldn't we try to become liberated from material entanglement? Yes, we should not be completely devoted to that purpose. It is automatically achieved through pure devotion. Means our mind should be focused with one thing, focused to one thing, that is how to render constant devotional service to Krishna. How can we do it? When we are situated in our spiritual identity, spiritual body, then automatically all the activities are done for Krishna. Because we must be aware of our position. What is that? I'm Krishna's, like our relationship exactly like hand to the body. Hand is completely under the control of the body. Similarly, when you understand myself as Atma is under the control of Krishna and Krishna's will, I must act only according to Krishna's will. When I am devoted, dedicated to this one purpose, then automatically other things are achieved. A separate endeavor is not required. When we do this separately, then we are devoted to that purpose only. And we forget about the devotional service. That's the point. And they haunt. Actually, as long as we do not come to the pure devotional platform, we are being haunted by the Pishachis. Means as long as we remain mixed devotee, not pure devotee, we suffer actually. We cannot go back to the totally materialistic way of life. Also we cannot, we cannot understand or we cannot feel the transcendental bliss out of devotional service. Many times devotees also wonder and ask this question. We hear that through devotional service we derive transcendental bliss. But I'm not experiencing any transcendental bliss when I perform devotional service. Why is that? The point is, still so many desires are there in the heart, must give up. As long as we do not become pure devotees of Krishna, we'll be suffering. That's a fact. Will be haunted by the two witches. Means the witches will not give us any bliss. Will not allow to realize the bliss. We'll be suffering. There will be tug of war between material and spiritual inside the heart. We are not completely materialistic. We are not completely pure. So we are in the middle. So we suffer. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also said, we suffer. So better to come to the pure platform. And it is possible. Coming to the pure platform of devotional service means become completely enlightened about our swarupa. This is one way to go. Just move forward toward Krishna. That's it. Do not look back. Because today is the New Year's Day, right? New Year 2018 starts. So let's have this resolution. Our journey should be only one direction. That is toward Krishna. Rendering service to Krishna. No matter what you do, just if we have pure desire to please Lord, that is the pure service. It doesn't matter what we are doing. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna did pure devotional service by being a military man. Means being situated in his Kshatriya Dharma, in the Varnashrama system. He was a Grihastha. He was a military man too, and he wanted to change everything to get peace of his heart. Krishna says, no, you stay here, hear Bhagavad Gita from me, and be enlightened, and act for me only, with pure desire to satisfy me. Nimitta matra bhava sabhya sachin, that's it. You become an instrument in my hand. You become a wooden doll in my hand. That's it. Whatever He will let me do, I'll do it. If we have that desire, then we are on the right platform, because I'm His and I'm meant for Him. Although you're living in this material world, but your heart should be only dedicated to Krishna, everything. So then we will not suffer. Otherwise we will suffer. If we are not performing pure devotional service, we will suffer. Even as a devotee, will suffer mentally. Because the witches are there in the heart. In the heart. And they will not allow us to experience that transcendental bliss from devotional service. So we'll suffer. Painful suffering, actually, it is. We are neither here, who means we are neither able to enjoy fully materially as the people are enjoying here, because we have the knowledge also, Krishna consciousness. At the same time, we cannot give up the enjoyment. Means our problem is we want to enjoy the material world with our Krishna consciousness, and we suffer. It is not possible, because there are two different natures. One is spiritual, one is material. But also we are reluctant to become completely pure, completely happy spiritual life. So we are in between, we suffer. So better to give up everything material and be situated completely in the pure platform of devotional service. Now, 177. Sadhano bhakti hoite hayo rotiro udayo, roti garo hoile taro premo namo hayo. Sadhano bhakti, the process of regularly rendering devotional service, hoite, from hoyo, there is rotiro, of attachment, udayo, the awakening, roti, such attachment, garo hoile, becoming thick, taro, of that premo, love of Godhead, namo, the name, hoyo, is said. Translation: by regularly rendering devotional service, one gradually becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When that attachment is intensified, it becomes love of Godhead. sorry. Purport. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu gives the following information about sadhana bhakti. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhana bhidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakrityayam hridi sadhyata. The process of devotional service, beginning with chanting and hearing, is called sadhana bhakti. This includes the regulative principles that are intended to awaken one to devotional service. Devotional service is always dormant in everyone's heart. And by the offenseless chanting of the holy names of the Lord, one's original dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened. This awakening to Krishna consciousness is the beginning of sadhana bhakti. Wow! This can be divided into many different parts, including faith, association with devotees, initiation by the spiritual master, engagement in devotional service under the instructions of the spiritual master, steadiness in devotional service, and the awakening of a taste for devotional service. In this way, one can become attached to Krishna and His service. And when this attachment is intensified, it results in ecstatic love for Krishna. The word Rati is explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.3.41 as follows. Vyaktam Mashrina Te Vantar Lakshyate Rati Lakshanam Mumukshu Prabhritanam Ched Bhaved Esha Rati Nahi. When a tenderness of the heart is manifested, there is Rati or attachment. But those who are interested in being liberated from material bondage will not manifest this tenderness. This attachment is not like material attachment. When one is free from material contamination, attachment for Krishna's service awakens and is called Rati. In the material world, there is attachment for material enjoyment. But this is not Rati. Transcendental Rati can be awakened only on the spiritual platform. Ecstatic love for Krishna, Prema, is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 141 as follows. Samyan Mashrinata Mashrinata Swanta Mamatvati Shayin Kita Bhava Sa Eva Sandratma Budhehi Prema Nigatyate. When the heart is completely softened and devoid of all material desires, and when one's emotional feelings become very strong, one becomes very much attached to Krishna. Such purified emotion is known as pure love. Wonderful. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enlightening Srila Rupa Goswami. Because Srila Rupa Goswami was the perfect recipient of this knowledge, and through Srila Rupa Goswami, the world understands what is the pure devotional service. So, very clearly, the instruction we are understanding, what is prema and how the prema or pure love of Krishna awakens. By regularly rendering devotional service, one gradually becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When that attachment is intensified, it becomes love of Krishna or Godhead. Means without Krishna, nothing feels good. Without Krishna, the whole world seems vacant. Cannot find any interest without Krishna. When Krishna is here, we are happy. Yesterday I was hearing one class given by Srila Prabhupada. He was saying, a woman looks beautiful when she is accompanied by her husband. It's a fact. Means a married woman looks beautiful. And Prabhupada was saying, Narinam Bhushanam Pati, the real ornament of a woman is her husband. When we were in school, actually, in our sixth grade, we heard that verse. That, what is the complete verse? Narinam Bhushanam Prati, Raja is the Bhushanam of the country, like that, means king. Vidya is the Bhushanam of everyone. And Narinam Bhushanam Pati, means real beauty of a nari is when she is married and husband is there with her. So Srila Prabhupada was making a point, when we are always with Krishna, then we look beautiful. Then we become happy. When we are accompanied by Krishna. Without Krishna, nothing looks beautiful. And Srila Prabhupada was giving class on that, you know, when Mother Kunti was saying that, oh Krishna, without you, our whole kingdom is inauspicious. Nothing is auspicious with, you know, without you. Because of your presence, everything is so beautiful, wonderful. Without you, nothing will be auspicious. Because Krishna started to leave Hastinapur to go to Dwarka after the Mahabharata war. And very touchy point, this one. Without Krishna, nothing will be beautiful in our life. When you understand, so we will always remain attached to Krishna. Just like a married woman is attached to the husband. And a married woman cannot think anything in life without a husband. Because husband is everything. It's a fact. We understand this point. Similarly, a devotee's life is like that. Without Krishna, nothing looks good, feels good, nothing is auspicious. So we become attached to Krishna. And Krishna is Jagatpati. He is also husband of everyone, husband of the universe. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deen Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. He is not only the master of the gopas and the paramour of the gopis, Radharani, lover of Radharani, but also he is the husband of all the jagat, all the living beings. So when we are attached to Krishna, we feel joy, happy, secured, wonderful, beautiful. Everything is auspicious. So regularly rendering devotional service, we become attached to Krishna. It's a fact. So service cannot be given up, should not be given up. Rather, we must increase the quality of service and quantity of service. Quality of service, pure. Quantity means always. It doesn't matter what we do. We are situated in our varnashram system. Someone is brahmachari, grihastha, banpastha, sannyasi, or brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, it doesn't matter. You do your activities according to your varnana ashram for only one purpose, for Krishna's pleasure. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Sri Krishna himself, gave us the perfect process, very effective, very quick, very shortcut, sure process, chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, you know, quoting the verse from Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, that Kriti Sadhya Bhavet Sadhya. So he says the process of devotional service beginning with chanting and hearing. It's a fact. The chanting of hearing is the beginning, and that takes us to the end, means being completely in love with Krishna. Are you looking for that? Then it will happen. Then how can I have that feeling? We must be very much hankering or inquisitive about what does that feel to be in love with Krishna. Just like a girl wants to experience what is love, and so she falls in love. When she falls in love with a boy, then she experiences that that prema, that prema means love, love with the other boy, how it feels, the sweetness of love. We all want to. If we really looking for that feeling, that emotion, then we get it. Krishna will do it. I'm reading from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Then we'll discuss that. 1, 2, 2. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Tatra sadhana bhaktihi kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasa bhavasya prakatya mahirdi sadhyata. Translation. Now sadhana bhakti will be defined. Action of the senses which produces the stage of bhava is called sadhana bhakti. This attained state of bhava bhakti sadhyata is an eternal sthayi bhava which is not created, but I'm reading, which is not created but simply manifests within the soul by the spiritual energy of the Lord. Wonderful. The translation of that verse. Kriti sadhyata bhavet bhavet sadhya. Bhavasa means bhava bhakti. Emotions is the factor over here. In the performance of sadhana bhakti, it's not just emotionless activities. The emotion is somewhere, our body is doing something else. Emotion must be invested, or the feeling must be invested in our sadhana bhakti. And it becomes manifest within the soul by the spiritual energy of the Lord. So now Jiva Goswami's commentary. Uttama bhakti has been described in a general way. When bhakti is cultivated, sadhya, by actions, kriti, of the senses, it is called sadhana bhakti. Actions of the senses are included within the term bhakti, in the same manner that preliminary purifying actions for performing sacrifice are included within the term sacrifice, though technically they are not part of the sacrifice. In order to distinguish this sadhana bhakti from form of bhakti that involves direct realization of the Lord, the word sadhya bhava is used. Sadhana ends with the attainment of bhava. Sadhana is that by which bhava and prema are achieved. Bhava is not included in sadhana. However, the sadhya rupa or perfected form is also bhakti, being a part of it. The word sadhya bhava, one meaning is whose goal is bhava bhakti, but another meaning is achieving its goal. In any case, excludes other goals of human endeavor, artha, dharma, kama, moksha. This was already mentioned in the definition of uttama bhakti, anya vilashita shunyam, which includes within it this present definition. A doubt may arise that since the state is achieved sadhya, implying that it is artificially produced, it is not the ultimate goal. The second line responds to this doubt by saying that is eternal and simply appears within the heart. That is because its appearance but not its creation will be accomplished in the future by the special actions of the most excellent transformations, Sambit and Alladini, of Lord Swarupa Shakti, which are perfect and eternal. So the point is, what Prabhupada is saying, the process of devotional service beginning with the chanting and hearing is called sadhana bhakti. This includes the regulative principles that are intended to awaken one to devotional service. What kind of devotional service? Bhava bhakti. Bhava bhakti, then it transforms into prema bhakti. Sadhana bhakti, then bhava bhakti, then prema bhakti. This is continuous progression of bhakti. So Srila Prabhupada says, awakens the bhava bhakti. It is not artificially achieved, because it awakens in the soul by the spiritual energy of Lord. That is Sambitan Sandhini Shakti. Devotional service is always dormant in everyone's heart, and by the offenseless chanting of the holy names of the Lord, one's original dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened. So this is the process. We have to be focused on offenseless chanting. Why? The goal is to awaken pure love for Krishna. If we neglect chanting offenselessly, then how can we get it? We cannot get it. This awakening of Krishna consciousness is the beginning of sadhana bhakti. This is the point. It's not emotionless, feelingless devotional activities. It's not. We have to have the feeling for Krishna. We have to have the emotion. This can be divided into many different parts. What? Including faith, Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, association of devotees, association with the devotees, initiation by the spiritual master, Diksha, engagement in devotional service under the instructions of a spiritual master. That is bhakti, sadhana bhakti, steadiness in devotional service, nishtha, fixed up situation. And the awakening of a taste for devotional service. Taste means ruchi. We get the sweetness out of devotional service. And naturally become attracted because of the sweetness of devotional service. In this way, one can become attached to Krishna and his service, and when the attachment is intensified, it results in ecstatic love for Krishna. The word rati is explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Again, one more verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So, actually, on this verse, the previous verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary is also there. So many things were in short we are discussing here. Main point, Srila Prabhupada already pointed out, must chant offenselessly, so other things will follow. So we have to have the confidence in the process. We should not be disheartened or faithless about the process. Oh, it is not working for me, so let me give up. No. Are you following the process diligently, perfectly? That is the point. If we are not following the process purely, diligently, then how can we get the result? That's the point. The process is not faulty. Our endeavor is faulty. We must give ourselves into the process fully. Gradually we see the light of bhakti. So another verse Srila Prabhupada quoted from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vyaktam Mashinati Antwara, Mashinati Antwara, sorry, tenuantara, lakshyate rati lakshanam, mumukshu pravritti nam ched bhavet esha rati nahi. That is 1341 translation. However, it should be said, I'm reading from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu translation, it should be said, If softness of the heart, Masrinata is known as softness of the heart, smoothness, Masrin, smoothness, softness. If softness of the heart, the symptom of roti, rati, becomes clearly visible in persons desiring liberation or in other unqualified persons, it is not real rati. Nahi, rati nahi. It is not real rati. Means that softness of heart, which is the symptom of rati, must be only for Krishna, not for any other thing. Lakshanam. Jiva Goswami's commentary. It has been stated that the quality of real rati is having the desire only to please the Lord. If other desires are present, it should not be considered a rati, in spite of the presence of other symptoms, such as sattvika bhavas. That is explained in the verse. The phrase apicha, moreover, should mean apitu, however, if the rati characterized by internal softness, melting of the heart, or what appears to be so, becomes visible in persons such as those desiring liberation, it should not be considered real rati. Because persons desiring liberation have other desires. One should not think that if a person has strong desires for things other than Krishna, it can be called rati for that particular object. For instance, rati for liberation. Now, the point is rati word can be used only for Krishna, not for anything. Rati means attachment. So, I may be attached to the mutual enjoyment, that is rati? No. I may be attached for the liberation, that is rati? No. The rati words exclusively can be used only for Krishna. When we have that strong attachment for Krishna, person Krishna, who has peacock feather on his head, who is wearing pitambar, yellow garment, whose beautiful face is encircled by the curly hair, who has beautiful tilakam on the forehead. His eyes are like lotus petals. He smiles so sweetly, enchantingly. His eyebrows are like the bows. And he is wearing makarakriti kundalam. And also on his neck, banamala, gajamala, manimala, vaijanti mala are hanging. Oh, with his two hands, he is holding the flute. And on his waist, there's beautiful mekhala, waist belt is there. And on his lotus feet, the ankle belts are there. He stands in a three-band form. On his left side, Srimati Radharani is there, accompanying him. This is Krishna. We must be attached to the personal form of Krishna. Totally focused on this form, Krishna. He is a person, I am a person. We have personal spiritual relationship. Attachment can be developed with Krishna. It is possible. We must have confidence. Our attachment is now misplaced. Our dedication is now misplaced. Our attention is now misplaced. Not in the right point. That's why we are here. So when our attachment, our attention, our focus is, in the right place, right point, then all other things are being accomplished easily, can be accomplished. We don't have to endeavor to accomplish mukti, anything, bhukti. Srila Prabhupada says, when a pure devotee is always rendering pure devotional service to Krishna, he enjoys all the material facilities in this world as well as the facilities being in the spiritual world. Vaikuntha benefits. It's a fact. Srila Prabhupada proved it. Srila Prabhupada came without any having material things, right? Material money or anything. How could he traveled all over the world so many times, and he built temples in all the five continents. In other words, he had a place to live in so many countries. How? He got all the material facilities. How? Because of his pure devotional service. Although he was not desiring anything, but he is Krishna. But Krishna provides everything for the devotional service, pure devotional service. A pure devotee indeed gets all the material facilities of this world, topmost material facilities of this world, and also facilities being in the spiritual world. Means Vaikuntha profit or Vaikuntha benefits also he enjoys. Because from Brahma Samhita we understand, when we are situated in our own Swarupa, then that soul is incorporated in the realm of Vaikuntha already. He gets the admission in the spiritual world already. So we get the admission already. Now we have to go there. That's it. Just like getting admission in the very prestigious university. Then you go and study there. That's it. So this is the benefit of being a pure devotee. All the pure devotee does not hanker anything else other than rendering devotional service. But Krishna gives all the facilities. That is the point. A pure devotee is not a loser person. He gains everything automatically by the mercy of Krishna. So the pure devotee is free from any worry, any anxiety. So Rati must be placed on Krishna. Attachment. That is Rati. So Srila Prabhupada says, when a tenderness of heart is manifested, there is Rati or attachment. But those who are interested in being liberated from material bondage will not manifest that this tenderness. This attachment is not like material attachment. It is spiritual. When one is free from material contamination, attachment for Krishna's service awakens and is called Rati. In the material world, there is attachment for material enjoyment. But this is not Rati. Transcendental Rati can be awakened only on the spiritual platform. Ecstatic love for Krishna, Prema, is described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu again. 141. Samyam Mashrinta Swanta Mamatvati Shayam Kita Bhava Sa Esha Eva Sandratma Buddhi Prema Nigadyate. When the heart is completely softened and devoid of all material desires, and when one's emotional feelings become very strong, one becomes very much attached to Krishna. Such purified emotion is known as pure love. So emotion, pure emotion, purified emotion, purified feeling for Krishna is known as love. We are known as Atma. Atma means consciousness, means feelings. We are made of feelings. We are made of emotion. We are made of sentiments. All are spiritual. Now we are experiencing everything material. So spiritual emotion should be awakened for Krishna. Many people do not understand this. People are afraid of awakening their feelings. They kill their emotion. They love to do everything emotionlessly. The dry things. This is not prema. Prema is very sweet, softened, what we are understanding, mashrin, and also mashrin means smooth, very smooth, very sweet. Mashrin, sweet and smooth and softened. Heart must be softened. Now our hearts are very hard. we don't try to awaken that emotion. Although we feel very proud of our emotions when we show love to our family members, our countrymen, but for Krishna, do you have the same type of emotion or same intensity of emotion for Krishna? No. So that is required to awaken. That is called love. It is the purified emotion is known as pure love. Okay. So wonderful things we heard from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wonderful things we heard from Srila Prabhupada. Now we understand what is love, how to awaken it. Chanting offenselessly will give us that access. Then we are going to hear beautiful different aspects of the love, that is affection, love, attachment, further attachment, ecstasy, the great ecstasy, many things we are going to hear. So thank you everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this class. We have finished up to 177. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for the very, very beautiful class you have given. It was very nice to hear about how we become more beautiful when Krishna is with us. Very nice, Mataji, about Srila Prabhupada and everything else. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mataji, for the very inspirational class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Yeah, this is so wonderful section. This whole chapter is so wonderful. We need to hear again and again, right? Okay, thank you. Is there any question or comment?
Thank you, Mataji. Very, very nice. Please have it plain. Very nice.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Sometimes it's difficult to understand how things are working. I don't know.
We have to try and beg for the mercy. That is the point. Beg for the mercy. It is difficult for us alone to do.
Nothing else can be done, no? Except for the begging for the mercy.
Yes. Cry for the mercy. That is the ultimate process. Like a little child learning to walk, cries.
Yeah.
But never stops the, you know, learning. Never stops the endeavor.
Yeah.
That is our process.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mataji, I heard that you're going to India for 1 month.
Yes. Yes, yes. I'm going to India on 19th and come back March 10.
Mm.
I want to stay in Mayapur for Gaur Purnima. So.
Wonderful.
I need your mercy blessings so I can, you know, be there. And Lord also must allow me to be there. So.
I heard that they are welcoming everyone, and you are pure devotee. How?
Oh, Govinda! Yeah, at least you know some of them have to be there. That's the point. That I'm pure, like poor, mixed, whatever. I'm just begging to Lord, allow me.
They are waiting for you there.
Oh, Govinda! Ah. Then I'm very confident, happy, when you are saying.
Yes, because I have heard one time Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj gave a class there when I was there. Is it okay? Yeah. I hope this time, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. What is that? You can share.
Yeah. So then he was saying about the Lord Gauranga. And talking about him, and then how merciful he is, and Lord Nityananda, that there are so many people, they were trying away, going away from Krishna. They don't want to do anything to have with Krishna and Krishna's service, anything like that. So then, usually Krishna, everybody runs, we run after Krishna, the devotee runs after Krishna. But here, in his form of Gauranga, he is running after the people who doesn't want him. He won't, goes after them. But you do want them.
Yes. That is our only hope.
Yes. Because they are, that's why I said they are just stretching their arms and just waiting for you.
Yes, thank you, Mata. Yes, it is the point. No, my only hope is Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. That's it. I want to be with them, means take full shelter. Already I have taken shelter of the Dhamma, so I want to be there, under their shelter for some time, actually, to spend Guru Purnima.
You are always under their shelter. So,
just make it permanent.
You know, you are exhibiting example how to go. Thank you, Govinda.
Thank you, Mata. Thank you.
Thank you. And I hope that you have a very nice time there, having all the darshan and having the enjoying the, I mean, visiting. Or whatever you can say, observing the Beda Kirtan that they do when the Sundar Arati, Hare Krishna. I just love it. Thank you.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Haribol. Yes. Thank you. For your blessings. Thank you.
Please, I also pray for me that I can, maybe sometimes they may call me. I can go there.
Yes. We all have to, you know, pray for each other. Yes, that's a fact. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Is there anything else? Okay. So, Priti Vilasini, can I end the class?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much for the very wonderful class. We can end the class now. Vipassindu Vaivacha.
Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo. Namo Namo. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. Hori Hori Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. All the Vaishnava Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.